toleration be the love before pride and exaltation be the love be the love.
You are listening to Be the Love to awaken our souls. We are souls on the journey, and our mission is to awaken all humans to a higher state of consciousness and live vibrantly as spiritual beings. We are here to open up the conversation to heal, awaken, and connect ourselves and the planet to a higher vibration of love frequency. I am Stacey Musial.
And I am Brenda Carey. And we are your co-hosts at Be the Love podcast. Thank you for tuning in and ascending with us. It starts with you. Everything you need is within you. This is your time.
This is Adrienne Elise of the Supernova Soul Tribe.
This is Mia Tarduno.
This is Dig with Sacred Fire Arts. And you're listening to Be the Love Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Be the Love to awaken our souls. Thank you again so much for tuning in this week. I'm Stacey Musial.
And I am Brenda Carey. We are your co-hosts and souls on the journey, and we invite you to be a part of our Be the Love tribe in support of your spiritual growth and transformation to come home to your divine self. And let's raise our vibration to love.
And so before we begin this episode, I'd like to invite you to begin to get centered with us and just ground yourself in this moment. Just connect with your body and how you feel, whatever surface you're on, your feet on the ground, and just connecting with your body as a whole and taking a breath in through your nose and breathing right into your heart space and breathing out through your heart space. So imagine breathing love into your heart with each breath. And as you breathe out, you're breathing out that love and sending it to all of the world and humanity, and allowing that inhale, the inhalation to continue breathing in love. An exhalation to breathe out love. So you're creating a loop of love through your heart space. And just do that for just a few moments and just connecting with that heart-centered feeling and knowing that you can take that feeling and that energy with you throughout the remainder of your day and always know that you can come back to that space of breathing that love in and breathing it out, knowing you can always come back to your breath and always come back to love, because love is really all there is.
So true. Love is all there is. Thank you for that, Stacey. Because that just sets me up in the perfect heart and mind space to have a conversation around mediums. I like how our conversation started before we hit record. Actually, we started talking about this even last week, like our experiences with mediums and like, why do we see mediums? Like, why do we go to them? What's their purpose in our lives? And for me, honestly, I'm a little on the fence with mediums. Like, I have had, you know, a couple short, good experiences with Reiki practitioners that were also mediums. But then I've had some experiences that I was like, well, I don't know, that person didn't really tell me something that I didn't really already know, or it just felt really way off. So I'm excited about this conversation. But before we jump in, I want to start with like really basic, what is a medium? Because I think some people get a little confused, because I mentioned I saw, you know, Reiki practitioners, and as some of the Reiki circles that I've been a part of, some of them are also mediums, and the two are not, you know, the same, because I would consider myself a Reiki practitioner, but not necessarily a medium for other people. But they are people who channel communication between this earthly world and the world of spirit. They have psychic and deep intuitive abilities to see past, present, future events of a person by tuning into their spirit energy. So I love the idea. I really do. I love the idea of mediumship. And I think for myself, I found I can be my own conduit of receiving messages from spirit. But I personally get a little hung up. Maybe it's my own personal block towards someone else being able to read that. And I think maybe part of it is because I haven't had like such a powerful medium experience where I was like, oh, you know, that was it. I hope to someday. I'm definitely open to it. But I'm excited to see, Stacey, I know you've had some really powerful experiences, and to just know, like, why do you see mediums, and then maybe share with us your experience.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's many different reasons we go to mediums. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it's just for fun.
Oh, yeah.
Which I've, you know, I've done many times, you know, and,
me too.
And when I'm traveling, or, you know, I'm in a place like Sedona, right, or Tulum, or places that like have a lot of like different, you know, like mediums and, you know, Akashic records and, you know, tarot readers. Yep. And things like that. And so and then there's times where it's like, oh, well, I'm feeling really stuck, and, you know, I'm not really sure which direction to go into. And, you know, it's not that I want someone else to tell me, but sometimes, you know, when I'm sitting with something and, you know, I'm just really unsure, and I, you know, sometimes a medium can be helpful. Can sometimes, you know, it can be helpful to get someone to see something that maybe my own ego or own mind isn't seeing. I have like these blind spots, right? We all have blind spots that
absolutely,
you know, keep us from like really seeing. Now, if I go to someone, you know, and they tell me something that doesn't resonate, right, then I'm going to say, no, that doesn't feel right in my body. I think when we can become too dependent on mediums, then we start to give our power away. And that's really something that we really also need to be aware of. And then just to back up, you know, I think it's really important to, you know who your medium is and where you're going, and, you know, or have someone who has some good reviews, right? So recognizing that there are different reasons why to go, and to be really discerning at the same time.
Yeah, I think the main reason I didn't specifically go for a medium reading, mine was for Reiki healing. And within that, there's been a couple instances where it was really beautiful for me to receive their message for me. And this one point this was shortly after I had given birth to my second daughter, actually probably about a year after. And I was, you know, really struggling with my digestive system. So I went to a Reiki practitioner, and she was also a medium. And as she was moving her hands over my belly, because I was just having so much pain, I actually just came out of a hospitalization at that point. And she's like, well, she's like, this pain is your third birth. And I was like, what? She's like, but it's not the birth of your children. This is the birth of you, like a rebirth of you. And that really resonated with me. And so, like you'd mentioned, like, when things feel really true, and because I think I was in so much physical pain, and there was definitely some ego there involved attached to my pain, that it was helpful to have another person that I trusted. That's key for me anyway, for someone that I trusted to say, here's what I see, and to notice it in a very loving way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, when they are very spot on in how it feels in your body, you know, and that trust is so important, you know, but I've gone to some mediums that I hadn't ever met before and blown away by what they were able to pick up on. And, you know, just the energy, because they're reading the energy around you, and then they're also connecting to the spirit world. So they're receiving messages from their guides and then also connecting with your guides as well. And so different things that can come up during those sessions. I was really blown away by one that I wasn't even going in with the anticipation to reach out to any deceased family members that had passed on. But in one reading I had, my grandfather came through, and he had just passed maybe a year or two before this reading. But he came through, and he was, and she described him to a T, right down to he filed his papers and, you know, how he was and his temperament and his daily routines and, you know, some things that he had wished he had done on this planet, like while he was here. And then he also like gave me the message, and she had said, she's like, do you have a family member named Ben? And I was like, yeah. And she asked, is he on a boat? And I was like, well, he's in the Navy. And so I was like, wow, he's like, give him a thumbs up. Like, he's doing great work. I'm like, oh, thanks. Okay.
That's awesome.
I was like, wow, that's pretty like, you know, powerful when they can tap into that level of detail and sure. connection to the person. You know, and I find that, like, you know, it was really fun to hear that. And I feel like, you know, mediums can be really helpful in contacting past loved ones and maybe even giving some closure to people that need that kind of support and closure to move forward in this life.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it can be so healing for people struggling with grief of a loved one, especially if it was sudden or tragic. I've really seen that be a powerful shift for them, especially when they're just in such a depressed place. And I think that's really beautiful. The other thing, speaking of the past, is there's another shamanic Reiki practitioner, and she had received a download about me in a past life. And again, I'm a person who, like, it's not like I totally disbelieve past lives, but it's not like I'm totally in belief of it either. I could be on either side. That could be true or it could not be true. But I will say that she received this very clear download that I had a past life on this land that we had recently bought in Montana. And she had said that this was a previous home of mine in a past life. And she's like, does your land feel like home? Like you've been there before? And at the first time, because we bought our property like sight unseen, it was a huge risk, something I thought I would never do. But like immediately when I stepped on this land, I was like, it was home. It just felt so familiar. And that was another really powerful moment of someone seeing me in a past life, in a location that I'm currently in. I'm fascinated by that. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, that's really powerful, because then it led you to where you are, as you know, and so just really powerful. That was the message that came through for you. Yeah, I've had, like, you know, medium experiences where they've been able to really tap into my own, you know, Akashic records and, you know, connecting to what my life was about. And I had this other experience with a medium, and she was actually doing tarot as well. And so she was, you know, reading the tarot cards and also connecting with her own spirit guides and mine as well. But what was coming through was just so much amazing detail. And this was actually back in September of last year. I was in Tulum, Mexico, and she laid out the spread, and so everything on there so far has come true. And so right down from the relationship that was coming into fruition with my son moving in, and this was before, like, you know, all these changes started happening. And then she said, and then she, I don't know, there was some information that was coming through and telling, and said, you should get a cat. I feel strong cat energy for you. and just so funny, I was like, well, that's interesting. Like, I hadn't really thought about getting a cat or an animal or anything like that. But lo and behold, like, my son moves in to my house and he brought a cat. And so I was like, okay. And it's just like, wow, that's like, you know, just really potent, powerful. I don't know. It's just, you know, when someone can really tune in and connect on that level, it can be really, really powerful, you know. But then there's also other times where I've gone to mediums and it feels like they're not able to get out of the way, and their mind is, you know, there is still filtering through. And so then it feels like it's coming from their own experiences rather than like what's actually happening for you. And that's the piece that I think is really important when to, you know, when you're finding someone that you can trust and that can, you know, put their own stuff aside and just be that conduit of energy between you and the spirit world.
Right. I mean, it definitely goes, you know, both ways between ourself and the medium, how open we are, and then add in the spiritual realm. And then the medium needs to filter, you know, what they receive through their mind. And for me, honestly, that's the part where I get a little hung up on. And so this is where my skeptic side kind of sneaks in there and goes, yeah, but, you know, are they really filtering that information or downloading that information with clear, loving intention? And I'm not saying that, you know, mediums are, you know, scammers are out to get people. Absolutely not. But I think for any of us, our ego can get in the way, or there's expectations, you know, that can get in there and can disrupt that reciprocity of energy. For me personally, I have found that I am my own best medium, and I get it. Sometimes I can not always filter that clearly, but when I come into a meditative state and I can release some of the energetic blocks, some of my own beliefs and opinions and stories on things, I can receive from spirit. And that's part of my intuitive abilities that I've developed over the years. I can't say it's always been like that. So over the years, I've grown in my own confidence and trust to receive the messages from spirit, to receive, you know, messages from spirits of, I don't know if they're other people or entities or what they are, but it comes in. And for me, I think it does come down to a little bit of a trust factor, because I've had actually quite a few medium experiences that were kind of just meh, you know, and I was like, well, I don't quite understand that. It like didn't resonate with me. And it sounded more like you mentioned, like more like them, not so much like me or something that would be received from spirit world. So for me personally, like if I am specifically going to go to a medium, I do like look for if I know of referrals, like if, or testimonials, like I do kind of check them out a little bit. And I need to go in with a really clear mind and clear intention, like not out of desperation, and just to be open to whatever is received. I personally also like to actually meet the person and hear their voice and be in their energy. I don't know, maybe that's my empathic nature. Like there's that level of trust that I have to build first before I can just be so open, because it is a very vulnerable place to be in, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, just coming back to that space is that we all have the ability to get in touch with our intuition and to tap into those those powers or those abilities. It's not just someone out there who has these skills. They've been working on it for many, many years. And some people, you know, they've recognized it since birth. And, you know, I think we've all had that, but it's also maybe been shut down in a lot of ways by, you know, our culture, society, families, you know, and so it's really about reconnecting with that. And so I find myself to be very intuitive, and typically, yeah, when I, you know, most of the time when I go to a medium or, you know, as a psychic or whatever, it is like validating my intuition. And so then I realized, well, I don't really need this because it's just another tool. So, you know, we have to just learn to trust our own inner wisdom. And, you know, but yeah, I think it does come down to that like deep meditative state and like really relaxing the body, because when you're quiet, that's when the messages will come through, that intuition. And so when you get yourself out of the way and then, you know, maybe take some deep breaths and just allow, and not to push either, not to push for the answer, right? So when we're needing an answer right now, it's usually doesn't come. It's, you know, when we step out of the way and just rest into that space. So, you know, so we can be our own mediums. We just have to practice, you know, trusting and leaning into that skill. And, you know, and then there's those times where, yeah, it's, you know, finding someone who is a reputable source of, as a medium, and someone you can know that is going to be able to provide that safe space as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. And so we're going to close out our conversation with an intuition meditation to help you connect to what the yogis call our third eye or our Ajna chakra. So find a comfortable position. If it's possible for you, it may not be. You can either close the eyes down or you can just take a soft gaze. And as you breathe a little bit deeper and really pay attention to the inhales and exhales, I want you to draw your awareness to your third eye, that space in between the brow. The yogis call this our seat of insight, inner wisdom, intuition, and we all have this ability. It's not just for the special few. We all have it. And place a color of your favorite choice at that third eye. And see that color brighten and expand and fill your whole head, even the top of the head, the crown, and then even outside of your body, your energetic field, tapping into the world of spirit, where linear time does not exist, where the rational mind does not exist. And as you tap into your innate wisdom, become aware of any messages that come from this place of love and light. Remembering you are a conduit. You are a vessel to receive life force energy. And you are pure love. May you take this intuitive, deep, deep knowing with you throughout the rest of your day. Drawing in one final deep inhale, biggest one yet. And releasing exhale. And thank you for listening to Be the Love Podcast. Find a spiritual home with us and let's connect on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. We always appreciate 5-star reviews on iTunes or Spotify. And I'm Brenda Carey. And as a holistic healer, I offer coaching and online programs to guide highly sensitive people in their sacred path to vibrant health. My website is sacredpathyogaandreiki.com.
And I'm Stacey Musial. I'm a psychotherapist specializing in whole person, deep soul healing. And you can find out more about my work, my book, and programs at awakenyourempoweredsoul.com. You can check out our links in the show notes. And stay tuned for more episodes being released on Mondays at 5:55 a.m. Mountain Time.
Thank you, Heather Lynn, for providing us with your beautiful song to accompany our show, Be the Love. If you would like to learn more about Heather Lynn and her music, please visit her website at heatherlynnmusic.com. And thank you, Christy Grace at Leading Edge Productions, for the beautiful design and graphic.
And thank you for tuning in. And until next time, we are souls on the journey to align to our divine purpose and shine our lights. So keep on shining.